This recording, Kazakhstan 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kid, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Kazakhstan, Astana, and I'm 21 years old. I have been traveling for a little bit. I've been to the States and I've been to Canada. I've been to England. So I would say I heard a lot of different speeches, and I guess I kind of copy them. So what I was, what I would like to share with you is a story of my family, I would say, just traditions, because I had a chance to see how different our traditions are in comparison with Western culture. One thing that is particularly different is the family bond and how, for example, in my country, in Kazakhstan, we all really close with our family. We usually live with our parents until we get married. Especially girls. I mean, I don't know anyone who moved out from their parents' house. I mean, of course, if they go to study somewhere else or work, but usually it's just you get married and then you move out. Whereas in the States, I know that by the age of 18, 19, you're supposed to move out, like you're expected to do that. And I kind of like it because it makes you more independent. But also, I like that we always have this parent support and our family support here in Kazakhstan, whereas I feel like in the States, people are very dependent on their own. So yeah, that's one thing that I noticed. But sometimes I struggle with it because I can't explain to my family that sometimes I need more of my personal space, personal time. I would actually like to move out because I'm 21 and I want to start my, like, I don't know, adult life, but yeah, they don't see this happening unless I like move somewhere to study or get married, which I'm not planning to do anytime yet. This is another thing that in Kazakhstan, people get married really young. I wouldn't say really young, but they're expected to get married. I mean, girls before the age of 23, which I think is a little too early. So this is what I'm going to read in Russian, just something that I like. Saying little text. Okay.
Человеческое счастье сегодня состоит в том, чтобы развлекаться. Развлекаться — это значит получать удовольствие от употребления и потребления товаров, зрелищ, пищи, напитков, сигарет, людей, лекций, книг, кинокартин. Все потребляется, поглощается. Мир — это один большой предмет нашего аппетита, большое яблоко, большая бутылка, большая грудь. Мы сосунки, вечно чего-то ждущие, вечно на что-то надеющиеся и вечно разочарованные.